Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. Now, before I get started, you guys, I just really want to let you know that I have recorded like 4 episodes this week and I just couldn't get it together. I don't know what is going on, but I just couldn't get it together. But I truly feel like today is the day that this is the one, because I actually do have something in mind to talk about. I was forcing myself to try to make an episode for you guys, but it just wasn't coming natural to me. So you know how it is. If I'm not feeling it, I'm not posting it. But I truly want to welcome you guys. I know that I was supposed to be back last week and I missed that deadline, but I'm here and hopefully that's what matters. I know that you guys missed me. I missed you all. I'm just so thankful that you're spending some time with me today, that you're taking a moment of your day to listen to my voice. I know, you know, I have a nice phone voice, but I really thank you guys for being here. I just want to let you know that I'm thankful for you. I'm definitely proud of you all, and I'm glad that you're here with me today. So let's get started. Well, I don't have many life updates going on right now. I mean, things have been pretty normal. I mean, I've had my highs and lows, but I've been pushing through. I have an upcoming appointment to see my therapist next week, and I'm really excited about that. She is like the busiest therapist in my town because you have to book an appointment like a month in advance. So I had an appointment back in October, and I guess she went on vacation, which I don't blame her, and I had to reschedule. So my appointment is just now coming up, which I'm just really excited to share some information with her and just, you know, lay it all out on the table, because I've really been needing that. Work is great. I mean, it has its difficulties, of course, but things are going pretty well right now. I just applied for a new position, and you know, I'll keep you guys updated on that, but this one I'm really excited for. You know, I was already excited to be a supervisor, but this right here is really what I'm passionate about, and that's just enhancing the environment that we work in. So if I could play a part in that, I feel like that would truly be amazing and more of my lane of work, because being a supervisor, you guys, is really exhausting. It's mentally exhausting, like, you know, dealing with escalations day in and day out. And you guys know I'm a sensitive person. I can't even lie. I've cried a few times on the job because my feelings were hurt. And I know people say don't take it personal, but that's just me. I'm just a personal person. You know, like, everything I do, I put my heart into it. So when people are upset or they call me names, I was called a particular name a couple weeks ago, but you know, whatever God has for me, it is for me, and it's gonna happen for me. But anyways, enough about me. I want to talk to you guys. You know, I have this friend, right? And he's going through a difficult time. And you guys know that I know about difficult times, because life is just like this sometimes. You know, things may be up for a long time, and then all of a sudden your life just starts crashing down out of nowhere. And it's not always something that you did, because a lot of the times we do everything right and still end up with the short end of the stick. This has happened to me so many times that I can't even count. It's happened to me recently. You know, you do everything right and things still don't go your way. And that's just a part of life. You know, but my thing is, you have to stay in tune with yourself. Healing is truly, I think, a lifelong process, because you can't stop. You can't stop healing. You can't stop growing. You can't stop loving yourself. Because the moment that you stop, that's where the doubt creeps in. So you have to start over. You know, maybe you're not starting over from scratch, but you just have to start over training your mind to think differently. And it's a hard thing to do. It takes a lot of accountability. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of voluntary, I guess, thought processes. Like, you have to literally think better to do better. It doesn't always come naturally for us. And that's what I was telling my friend. Like, sometimes you have to force yourself to think of yourself in a different way. You know, you can't expect life to treat you like a king or a queen, but you think of yourself as a joke. It just doesn't work that way. It has to start from within. And the thing about it is that we can't depend on people. I mean, I love people. I love you guys. I love people in general, you know, but we cannot depend on other people to boost our self-esteem. We can't depend on other people to motivate us. I mean, sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. And then if you have a significant other, sometimes they do. But the truth be told is that people change. Feelings change. Emotions change. But what shouldn't change is how you feel about yourself. If you know that you are moving in a way that is righteous, and what I mean by righteous is that you're moving in a way that's good. You're not doing ill things to people. You're not taking your frustrations out on people. You're not being a malicious person. You're just being a good person. You know, and if you're moving that way and you're constantly moving that way, you're not doing people wrong. You know, sometimes bad things just happen to us. And that's okay, because that's just how life is. That's something that we cannot control. The things that we can control lie within ourselves. You can't control other people's actions. You can't control how other people see you or what they feel when they see you. You know, those are things that are out of your control. What you can control and what shouldn't change is how you feel about yourself. And I think that awareness, it comes different things. Like, because I'm so in tune with myself, when someone with negative energy comes around me, I'm on alert. I can feel it. I can feel when my mind is not where it's supposed to be, because this is not a normal for me right now. You know, and I have to take responsibility and acknowledge those feelings. Sometimes you can't ignore feelings. I know a lot of the times, especially in the Black community, we've been taught to ignore feelings, but that's not how you get rid of them. That causes trauma when you ignore your feelings. What you have to do is acknowledge it, accept it, and then move forward. You have to acknowledge your feelings. Like, why am I feeling this way? Because it's not happening for a reason. Something has sizzled in your spirit that you need to get it out. You know, and it might not be getting it out, like venting to another person, because that's not always the best way, because people don't always understand. But you just have to acknowledge it within yourself. Like, hey, something is going on. Let me take a step back. Or let me take a step forward. Whatever the situation may be, acknowledge it. And that's the only way that you can move on. And that's with any emotion, whether it's anger, whether it's grief, sadness, whatever negative emotion, you have to acknowledge it. And then once that happens, you can move on with your life. But for us to just bottle all these feelings up on the inside and just go on about life like nothing happens, like you're not affected, knowing that you are, that's not going to help you in the long run. It may be a temporary fix. It may be a band-aid over the situation, but it's not going to heal. You know how some scars need air to heal? Putting a band-aid over it is not going to heal it. But when you rip that band-aid off and give it some fresh air, that's what starts the healing process. And that's what I'm talking about in life. Like, sometimes you have to rip that band-aid off, feel the pain, and allow that fresh air to get in there so that you can start the healing process from that emotion. You know, I'm sounding like a psychiatrist right now. Like, I really know what I'm talking about. But I really do, because I've lived it too many times. You know, I'm an expert in my own right. I'm an expert because I regularly deal with my emotions and my depression and my anxiety and my PTSD. I don't allow these things to defeat me, and I refuse to allow these things to defeat me, because I've come too far. I've come way too far to allow these things to defeat me. But this isn't an overnight thing. And that's what I want people to understand. I didn't wake up one day and was like, oh, I refuse to let depression defeat me. No, I had to dwell in my depression for years. For years before the healing began. But now that I'm on this healing journey, yes, I have my bad days. Sometimes I fail, you guys. Like, I fail, I cry, I get angry with myself. But at the end of the day, it's me. I have to pick myself back up. I can't depend on anyone else to do that for me, because people aren't always around. People don't always have the same understanding that you have. I hate when people are constantly looking for validation. Validation for what? You are the validation. Your heart, your mind is all the validation that you need to move however you want to move. And you guys know for sure that I don't care about how a person sees me. That's something that's out of my control. All that I can control is how Katrina moves, how Katrina treats people. And that's it. I can't even control the perspective as which my kids see me. I can't control that. All I can do is remain pure and true to myself. And whatever happens after that happens. As long as I know my intentions are good, I will never let that affect how someone else, you know, how someone else views me. I won't let it affect how I view myself. And that's just my message for today. No matter what's going on in this world, no matter what difficulties that you're having, no matter who is in and out of your life, don't allow those things to affect how you feel about yourself. You know, at the end of the day, perspective is everything. And honestly, and I've told you guys this time and time again, every person that you meet has a different outlook on you. Every person that you meet sees you in a different light. No two people have the same opinion about you. And that is okay, because that's something that's out of our control. I have control issues. I like to know what's going on, when it's going on, what's going to happen if I make this decision, what's going to happen if I make that decision. I'm an overthinker. And that's something that I have to release sometimes, because I can't always control the outcome. I can't always control, you know, decisions that other people make. And that's something that I had to reflect on myself. And that's okay. You know, I mean, I say this all the time at work, because, you know, my job is pretty difficult and everything is a learning process, but that's life as well. Life is a learning process. Once you learn better, you'll do better. But you have to start with the basics, you know, and that's controlling your emotions. Once you learn to control your emotions, and that means not allowing what other people do affect you. Once you learn to control that, then the more better off you will be. And that's a hard thing to master. It's not going to happen instantly, but you have to work at it. You know, I mean, I know we have friends, I know we have family, but like I said, those things change. People's feelings change. People are not as dependable as they seem. And I'm sure you guys can relate, because as soon as some shit hits the fan, no one is anywhere to be seen unless they want to like laugh at you and kick you while you're down. But we don't need that kind of energy. If I go through my struggles alone, I know that I can go through my victories alone. I know that no one can take that from me, you know, because I worked hard for this. So no one can take it from me. Listen, I'm going on a tangent this morning, but I really have something on my mind, and I just really want you guys to understand the strength that you have. I know it's the holidays. Things are really difficult during the holidays, especially us people who suffer from depression and anxiety, because we see all these happy things on TV. We see all these families, you know, kids are happy, but something in us is not always happy. You know, it's a certain thing called seasonal depression. I know a lot of people are grieving during the holidays. I mean, it's a lot going on. People are dropping like flies right now. Like, I've seen so many RIPs in the last month. It's been crazy. So you have to start with the basics. And that's just being in tune with yourself. Because that's what really matters. You know, at the end of the day, you are only responsible for what you do. You can't be responsible for what other people do. They have to take that responsibility, you know? But anyways, you guys, I done got emotional now. This is not what this was supposed to be about. But I just really want to thank you guys for joining me. You know that I really appreciate you guys. Like, I'm just so proud of you. I really am. Like, you guys have stuck with me all year. And my podcast is still growing, and I couldn't be more thankful and appreciative. Like, I can't express it. Like, I'm really, really thankful for you guys. Like, you make me happy, you make me proud, you make me feel like I have a voice. And that's something that I've struggled with my whole life. So thank you all for being here with me. Thank you for taking a moment of your time, allowing me to be in your presence. I hope that you can feel the love that I have for you. I hope that you can feel my energy and just know that everything is going to be okay. You're never alone. You guys can always reach out to me. I'm always available. Single Mom with Depression 1, the number 1, @gmail.com. And if you want to reach out to me on Instagram, it's your girl Katrina. ItzyaGirlKatrina. And if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me. I really love, adore, and appreciate you guys. I can't say it enough. You know, I always got to give you guys your flowers because I truly appreciate you all. And if you guys needed the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number, 1-800-273-8255. Use it if you need it. No one will know you called. And if you can't get a hold to them, try to get a hold to me. I'm always here for my followers, my listeners. Thank you guys so much for supporting me. And until next time, peace.